Purple Heart Homes presents Putting the Pieces Back Together, a forum for veterans and the community to connect. Here are your hosts, veterans John Galena and Brad Borders.
Well, hello. You're listening to Putting the Pieces Back Together. And John Galena is not here, but we do have the wonderful and exuberant and somewhat handsome Brad Borders.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the wonderful, the exuberant, talented, beautiful Tammy Borders.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I could have used all those accolades for Tammy.
Yeah, you could have. Yeah, and she deserves every single one
absolutely.
Of them.
Absolutely. Yes,
you know, we had a little argument yesterday. It wasn't an argument. It was me accusing her of being neglectful of me.
Oh,
and
oh, how
she
fair.
Reminded me about 100 times after I accused her of neglecting me that she in no way, shape, or form ever neglects me.
Oh.
And gave impertinent examples as if we were in a courtroom, like a defense of her position, and it was fantastic. So I am not neglected. I'm very well cared for. My wife sees to all of my needs, and I'm stating that publicly for the entire region to hear. Tammy Borders takes good care of her husband.
Brad, I need you to blink twice if you're
okay.
In trouble. Blink twice.
All right. That sounds good. So, well, gosh, it's good to be back on the show. I wasn't here last week.
No, yeah. Where were you?
I was in Columbia, South Carolina. I did two things last week that were really cool. You know, when you join the Army or the Marine Corps or anything, and you're like your early days of being in the military, and you're thrust into the company with other human beings.
Thrust.
That you don't even know who they are, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You just show up, and everybody's wearing the same uniform as you. And then slowly but surely, you develop a bond with these people that you're going through training with.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend like that. His name's Ray Ayers. Ray was from Illinois. He's a Lutheran. He's a Red Door Lutheran pastor, right? Well, Luther was German, right?
Are you just assuming because of our...
Well, I'm leading in. And so, but Ray was a giant human being, right? I mean, he still is. He's a big, large man from... he grew up in Idaho, but then he was from Illinois when I met him. But Ray, when we would go and do sprints in the morning, the first day at PT, I was like, that dude ain't going to be able to do this, right? He was so fast. I mean, he was abnormally fast for a 240-pound man.
I had a friend like that, but
incredibly
only
fast
in straight lines. He couldn't make turns.
And so Ray went on to do great things for God and country, you know, was a chaplain in another unit in a different part of the world. And the last time I saw him was in 2007. And I had to go to Columbia to the Pure Fishing National Sales Convention, where those folks were so generous to us, presented a check to Purple Heart Homes, and I had to go down there and do that. Well, it was in Columbia, and I found out that Ray, who's stationed in Germany, was actually going to be at Fort Jackson the exact same day.
Wow.
For one day. And I got to see Ray, one of my dearest friends in the whole world, for 30 minutes. And it was fantastic. It was just a wonderful celebration and being able to hang out with him and see him again. And so now we're both on the downside of our careers. I'm out, and he's getting ready to get out next year. And it's just a wonderful way to catch up.
Oh, don't say that, Brad. You're going to live forever.
Yeah.
Out of the Army.
Well, you mentioned Germany. Speaking of Germany,
right.
You know, our guest today is actually from Germany.
I know. From Bavaria, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Where the best German food comes from.
Yes. And the best German beer. And the best cars.
And BMW. The other day, I saw a BMW on TV, and I was like, BMW, what does that stand for? Bavarian Motor Works.
Is that true?
That's exactly what it stands for.
And folks, we're not just a show about putting the pieces back together. We're also an educational show where you can learn about automotive vehicles. Just right now, Bavarian Motor Works. What the heck?
Congratulations, everyone listening. You tuned in to learn something. I just want you to know that's what we're here for. We're here to educate the public.
Teaching program.
Yeah.
And it was really cool.
Right.
When I came in the studio before we went on air, I said, please say something in German for me.
And oh, she did.
Yeah, made my heart skip a beat.
Wow, you know, that's so awesome.
Fantastic.
Well, so, hey, let's say hello to our guests.
Yes. Well, say hello.
Birgit Paget?
Birgit Paget.
Birgit. See, I knew I practiced it like 17 times. I looked in the mirror when I did it, and I still got it wrong. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I live here in Statesville, but I was born and raised in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my native language.
Mm-hmm. Say something in German for us.
Ich freue mich wahnsinnig, dass ich hier sein darf. Und ich bin so aufgeregt, dass ich so vielen Hörern über meine Produkte erzählen kann.
Oh, that was lovely. Like a whole paragraph.
I know. I have no idea what she said.
But it was wonderful.
I
basically said, I'm so honored to be here and excited to be here. And I'm looking forward to teaching your listeners a little bit about what I am presenting today.
Well, we're indeed honored to have you here. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and educate me on how to say your name again.
Birgit.
Birgit.
Mm-hmm.
I did that right.
You did it wonderfully.
Okay. If I say it three times, I'll get it right.
Oh, wow. And already it begins.
She knows. Tried it one time and you did it.
She knows already.
So please understand, Devin and names, it's a problem. It's an ongoing problem. He's going to therapy.
That's true.
We're going to therapy for it. He just can't say names, right?
Yeah.
In other words, complete sentences sometimes.
I'm fine as long as they don't have more than, one syllable per word.
I know. You're getting it out. Yeah, there you go. You did good right there. Sometimes.
Well, I'm going to confuse him even more because I told Devin he would learn a few words of German today.
That's true. And, I know a few words of German. I took 2 years of German in high school.
Really?
Now I'm curious.
I'm really bad, and I'm so embarrassed about my bad German. I'm not going to do that here today.
Give me one word.
One word?
One German word.
Way to make me draw a blank.
We just drew a blank.
I remember Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Oh, that's pretty good. I understood that.
What was it? Du bist mein Klein.
I don't think that was right.
Hunde. No, it's not.
Du bist mein kleiner Hund?
Yeah.
Oh, you better not say that to anybody.
No. That means you are like my little dog, right?
Yeah. Why would you say that to somebody?
I don't know. Somebody.
Just because you're a devil dog?
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, how do you say? Hey, say devil dog in German.
Teufelshund.
Oh, okay. Repeat that.
Wait. Now say that again.
Teufelshund.
Wow.
Teufelshund.
That is not how they taught me to say it.
No, that's not.
Yeah.
Because both of my kids went through boot camp in Paris Island, and they told me it's not how they teach them.
Yeah,
You're a Marine mom.
I absolutely am, and proud as can be.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure.
But my husband is Army.
Oh, good for him. Good for him.
I'm glad your children wised up.
Yeah. Here we go. I was afraid I was going to cause a strife here.
That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. Hey, so we are so glad. I'm glad everybody's tuning in today. We're going to talk essential oils and all things good for you. We're coming up on a break. We're going to hear from some of our sponsors. And this is Putting the Pieces Back Together. And it's presented by Purple Heart Homes. You can find out more about us at phhusa.org. We'll be back in a minute.
We'll be back with more of Putting the Pieces Back Together with your hosts, John Galina and Brad Borders, after this short break on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Putting the Pieces Back Together continues now. Here are your hosts, John Galina and Brad Borders, on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Welcome back to Putting the Pieces Back Together, presented by Purple Heart Homes, the most educational radio program on the internet and the radio.
I don't think that's accurate.
Oh, you don't?
It will be after today.
I was going to say, I think so.
We started with that.
I mean, we
that's
started
how we rolled
with
into. You said it. You said we were the most educational program.
I didn't say
program.
The most. Wow.
Well, I think it was like we're educational, and then I added in the most.
Wow. Yeah. It's
you're going to be something. Be all you can be.
Just be, thank you, honey.
Welcome.
Well played.
Thank you.
Jesus, yeah. You threw that army slogan
but
in there.
Why about it? I mean, you
know, you can be, son.
Over-promised and under-delivered is what we've done
How
right
do you
now.
Know we're not the most?
Because I've listened to the show.
Just don't start sweating from your eyeballs.
This is true. Another educational, a little biographical information about I was going to actually join the Marine Corps, and they put me through this battery of tests, and I passed all of them, and they said, you're going to need to go to the Army.
Uh-huh. why exactly is that?
Because I passed all my tests.
You passed all your tests.
Congratulations. You're welcome. Hey, bring us back in with our lovely guest that we have here, all the way from Germany via Statesville.
You just want me to say her name wrong.
I do.
We are live with Birgit.
Birgit Padgett.
Yes, absolutely. And she has come here to talk to us today a little bit about what she's doing. She is not a medical professional, but she does. Nope. She is a wellness expert.
Advocate.
Yeah. Excuse me, advocate. So what she often on this show is we talk about the different ways that people are trying to come back from the military and reintegrate into society. And sometimes the medical solutions that are out there,
traditional,
don't really work for everybody. You know,
believe
not everybody
me.
Wants to I take know. A pill yeah. that came out of a pharmacy, and that's okay. It's not a one-size-fits-all thing. And so we thought we would invite someone on to talk about the alternative methods.
That's fantastic. Well, yeah. And we are so glad you're here. You mentioned before the break that mm-hmm. you had military members in your family. Tell us a little bit about them.
So, like I said, my husband was stationed in the Army, mm-hmm. and he wouldn't take no for an answer. And so we got married and moved to the States. He always called me his import. And I tell people he kidnapped me. And then we had our two children, a daughter and a son, and they both joined the Marine Corps. And that's actually the point when I decided to get my U.S. citizenship, because up until that point, I didn't think I needed it
right. yeah.
for anything. But when they joined the service, I thought, oh my gosh, I need to be able to vote. So I did get my citizenship, and I'm very patriotic. And the experiences that they had, that's really what made me so passionate about reaching out to veterans and to the military community.
Are they still serving?
No, they finished their enlistments, but they both still struggle with the aftermath.
Yeah.
And our son, for example, had a training accident where he was crushed between a rock and the armor of an Humvee.
Oh, wow.
And even though he's coping very well with that part, there's a lot going on with people leaving the military service, and, you know, they feel basically left to themselves without any support.
Yep.
Nobody cares
Absolutely.
Anymore.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's what really opened up my eyes.
Mm.
So... Well, that's why I'm so passionate about this.
And you mentioned that he got hurt in training. And a lot of folks, when we think about disabled veterans, we always think they got hurt on the battlefield and they got blown up mm-hmm. or shot or what have you. But there are so many more folks in the military that actually got injured training for the big day than what actually got injured in battle.
Right.
And that's because we train harder. It doesn't matter what branch you're in. Yeah, in all seriousness, they train harder than what you would do in any civilian job. They lift the safety restrictions to a much more stringent and to create a much more stringent environment, because you are going to be in a much more stringent environment.
Right.
Train like you fight.
Train like you fight. That's right. a great way of saying, I know that's an old phrase, but it's very true. And so I just wanted to touch on that real quick, since you mentioned that he was hurt during a training accident.
And the problem is that they don't want to appear weak.
Yep.
So they don't want to admit if there's a problem. So they don't get help because they don't want to have a label on them. They don't want to deal with the VA. Yeah. They don't want to have to go to a doctor so they can be diagnosed with something like mm-hmm. depression or PTSD mm-hmm. or anything like that, so they can get prescriptions, because it is just something that they don't want to be labeled with. And if they're still active, they could lose gun privileges, for example. So they just, you know, I'm trying to say that very politely. So they just change their socks and keep moving.
Yeah.
That's basically what they're doing.
Yeah, take ibuprofen, change your socks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Drink
water.
And so what I'm trying to teach people is that there are alternatives. It's very scary when you think about the United States only represents about 5% of the world population,
mm-hmm.
but we use about 75% of the medication, especially when it comes to painkillers. And the problem with painkillers is that they form addictions.
Yeah.
And then they lead to higher dosages or side effects that have been that have to be fought with more medication.
Absolutely.
It's a vicious cycle. And if I can teach people to treat their bodies or to help them or support their bodies, I should say, with natural things that don't form addictions, that don't show up in a drug test, mm-hmm. but still give them relief, then that's an answer to my prayers.
Yeah, that is amazing. So I want to go back to your husband,
mm-hmm.
who's an Army guy.
Yeah.
What did he do in the Army?
He was an armor.
He's an armor guy, mm-hmm. right? And how did y'all meet?
Yeah, so do I have to say it on the radio?
Well, you can. I'll tell you what. You tell your story, I'll tell mine.
Oh, gosh.
All right. We actually met in a nightclub because I used to love to go dancing, and he happened to be there, and he was just so cute. I couldn't resist him. I really didn't want an American boyfriend because I saw a lot of German girls being left behind or leaving with them and then coming back divorced. But we're married 34 years, and I'm still happy that I gave in.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Tammy and I met in a nightclub.
Yay!
So to speak. Yeah. I was a bouncer at a bar. These two girls got in a fight. I broke up the fight, and I married one of them.
The winner. You married the winner.
She was the winner.
In more ways than one, it would seem.
That's
she
right.
went home with the pride.
That's right.
That's funny.
And you never neglect me either.
I don't.
God bless you.
What was the runner-up get?
She was a bridesmaid in the wedding.
Oh,
seriously.
That's true.
She was.
What a cool story.
Yeah. She was a bridesmaid in the wedding.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible. So 34 years of marriage. Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you. He's
a great
funny.
Guy. I go places and, you know, if I go speak somewhere and I'll tell people, you know, I've been married 32 years and they all clap. And I was
like, what?
You're clapping because I kept my promise. Right?
Well, the thing is, you know, I just read that today that marriage is very much affected by service.
Yes.
Of military members.
Absolutely.
And among all career fields, the military has the highest rate of divorce.
I don't doubt
and
it.
It's that not is, just yeah. couples splitting up, it's families splitting up.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
that's another thing that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, agreed.
Completely.
Yeah, agreed. So, all right, so you guys left Germany. How long ago did you come to the States? Did you get married here or did you get married
no,
in Germany?
No, we had a traditional German wedding.
Oh, you did. Oh,
what does that mean?
3 days of partying.
Days of partying. Oh, wow.
There were some steins filled with some
absolutely.
Things. So.
Lots of German beers.
Was there schnitzel?
Probably. I don't remember the food.
Don't eat the schnitzel. They're using schnauzer.
From Stripes.
I don't think that's true.
That's from that's Stripes.
A line from Stripes.
So, that's sorry. Just so wrong. So wrong on so many levels.
Oh, my Lord.
So how long have you been in the States?
Since 97.
Since 97. So, okay.
I'm not going to do math on the radio right now.
It's 27 years. Yeah, I'm going with, 27 years. That's fantastic.
That is
okay, great.
It's my home now. It really is. I mean, I fly to Germany to see my family. My whole family is over there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I try to see them like once a year.
Right.
Either they come or we go there. But, this is my home now.
Awesome. So how did you, let's do this. How did you, so you married an Army guy. You come to the States. You had some kids. How did you transition into this business? When did this all go down?
So I actually am a cancer survivor.
Okay.
And a few years after my treatments were over, a friend at work introduced me to essential oils. And honestly, I laughed at her because I was like, yeah, right. I don't need any voodoo stuff, you know. But she was so patient. She was so patient. And I'm so thankful to her because she changed my life, because she didn't give up on me. Mm. So she would just mention it from time to time. So finally I went to one of her oil experiences. That's what they call it when they educate people about the different benefits of the oils. And I really just bought some to support her as a friend. I really liked her.
Right.
You know, I still like her.
As one does.
Yeah. Yeah. And that led one thing to the other. You know, at first I was convinced. It took me a while, but But when I noticed how good they worked, then I tried it on my husband, who was even more skeptic than me, and my kids, oh my gosh, that drove me crazy. They didn't want to try it because, you know, pain is just weakness leaving the body.
Right.
But anyway, eventually they did come on board, and now they use oils. So because they see they work, and there's no side effects, so they don't risk anything by using them.
Yeah. Wow. That is fantastic. Yeah, pain is weakness leaving the body.
I think I might have heard that.
I've said it.
I've got it printed on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Right. You know, actually, it's just pain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Right. Or you could throw out that old line from Roadhouse, pain don't hurt.
Pain don't hurt. Yeah. Is that the new Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal?
That's the original. That's the original. That's Patrick Swayze.
I didn't know you were a Jake Gyllenhaal fan. That's
crazy. I kind of like him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right.
Well, I guess we'll have to hear more about Jake Gyllenhaal. No. We're going to hear more about our guest and what she's doing with essential oils and alternative methods of healing when we get back from this break. We'll see you then.
Putting the pieces back together. We'll be back with more of John Galina and Brad Borders after these messages from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to Putting the Pieces Back Together with your hosts, John Galina and Brad Borders on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Welcome back to Putting the Pieces Back Together. We're going to have to put Devin's face back together because he rubbed some essential oils into his eyeballs.
Before I could tell him not to do that.
And he did not. He failed to follow instructions, Maureen.
She said, rub your hands together and your
never
neck.
Never at one point did she say, stick your hands in your eyeballs.
Thank you, Brad.
Yes. She did not true. Say that.
I'm like a
You assumed that was the proper thing to do. I think I'll rub it on my eye.
Yeah. It's like,
ooh. Well, I have good news. It will not damage your eyes.
Well, that's wonderful.
Good to know. It's just a little refreshing.
It's very eye-opening.
So you probably, you noticed how strong it is because it's concentrated.
Yeah.
So this is not the kind of oil you buy at a gas station or at Walmart or at Target.
Right. That would be 30
weight.
So
that's very
important. Yeah. It's not 30 weight.
There are no fillers. No. There's nothing taken away or added. It's the pure peppermint plant.
Awesome. Well, great segue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and please tell us about this product and about this company that you represent and fill our listeners in on
sure.
it. And, yeah.
So we use our product for all kinds of challenges. Mm-hmm. We use it when somebody can't sleep. Sleep deprivation is a huge problem.
Yes.
We absolutely. Also use it for people that deal with emotional issues. We already mentioned PTSD. 8 million people in the United States alone suffer from PTSD, and those are only the ones that are reported.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
The actual number is probably much, much higher.
Yeah.
And there is scientific evidence that there's a relationship of the wild orange oil and the effects that it has on people that suffer from PTSD when they inhale it.
Really?
You mentioned what's wild orange oil?
Wild
is that different than...
than tame orange oil?
Yeah. Wow.
Domesticated oranges.
It's a specific orange plant.
Ah.
And it's not from the orange fruit. It's from the peel.
Oh, from the peel.
From the peel.
Yes. That's, for example, why when you use some medications where they say, you cannot use grapefruit, you cannot eat grapefruit, mm-hmm. you can still use grapefruit oil because it's not made from the flesh, it's from the peel, and that does not interact with medication.
It's also why when you make an old-fashioned, you take the
bitters.
You do the orange peel around the edge of the glass. You put the oil on the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So and you don't have to believe me. You can look it up online. You can go to Medical News Today and pull up mm-hmm. PTSD and wild orange.
Hmm.
Or PTSD and orange oil, and it will show you.
I'll be honest. I think he believed you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's,
I think he actually believed you. And he also believed you about the fact that you shouldn't put peppermint oil in your mouth.
That is true. Yeah.
Some people learn by doing.
You know, I carry a bottle of Tabasco around in my pocket if you're interested in putting that in your eyes as well.
I was just smelling it. I got a little overzealous.
Got a little close.
You? Never.
So the awesome part of this is that it is coming from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It is not forming addictions. It does not interact with medications. The only exception, I would say, would be turmeric. We would not recommend turmeric for anybody that's on blood thinners because it works so well.
It's a blood thinner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We fight digestive issues, pain, like I said, lack of sleep, all these things. Stress, anxiety.
What would people use for, like, if someone's dealing with like arthritis and dealing with some chronic pain in their fingers or joints? What's the product that you guys?
They would use a product called Deep Blue, and we have a line of products that contain this oil blend. So there's single oils which come from one plant, and then there's the blends where we put different plants or different oils together to achieve a certain benefit. Mm-hmm. And the Deep Blue oil is a blend of several. Different like wintergreen, camphor, and things like that. And it actually helps with pain. So we recommend that to people who have arthritis. We also have not just the rub and the oil, but we also have a stick. And that one contains also copaiba. So copaiba is a really interesting oil. It's made from the copaiba tree in South America. And it's comparable with CBD oil, but without the THC. So the problem with CBD oil that a lot of people are using to calm them down or for pain is that it's not as regulated. So you never know for sure how much THC is in it. And if you work for somebody that does random employment drug testing, then you might be in trouble.
Yeah.
So copaiba doesn't have that. Copaiba also works a lot faster because it responds to all the CB receptors in your body, which are your pain receptors. So it works faster and it doesn't cost as much as CBD oil. So this Deep Blue stick has copaiba in it. So it's like a double whammy against pain.
Like you would do the rub, you put it directly on the affected
area. So this would
be
for smaller areas like maybe your knee or your hand. Now, if your whole back hurts, I wouldn't do the stick. I would actually use the Deep Blue rub and put copaiba oil on it also. Okay. So that's what we use for pain.
Awesome.
Works great. Wow. Absolutely. You can open it.
So for those listening, we're doing show and tell in the studio. And
we've
got product just going all around the table to include peppermint oil, which you should not put in your eyes.
You should. I was testing to see, how it affected your vision.
It does not improve your vision.
It doesn't.
And I wonder if peppermint oil works in your eyes. No, it does not.
No. But my sinuses really feel clear. In all seriousness, it really, like, I can.
Yes.
It really opens up my airways. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's why peppermint is part of our allergy protocol we have to help people
allergy
with allergies.
Protocol. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It contains lavender, which is a natural antihistamine, and lemon, which is a natural detoxer, and which gets the junk out of you, basically. Mm. And then peppermint to open everything up.
So what essential oil might be good for motion sickness? I'm getting ready to go on a little vacation here.
Digest Zen.
What's that now?
Digest Zen is the name of the oil. It is awesome. It's for any kind of nausea, whether it's morning sickness, whether it's motion sickness, whether it's food poisoning. It does not matter. It helps with that. It smells like black licorice. So some people like it and some people don't. But they don't have to take it internally. They can rub it on their belly. And that's a point I need to stress. When I'm talking about taking oils internally, I'm only talking about doTERRA oils. They are studied for that. They are approved to be taken internally. And you know that because they have supplemental facts labels on the bottles. So you know that you can take that one internally.
I see. So most of these are topical. You would only put them on your skin.
I wouldn't say most of them, but some of them. The Deep Blue oil, for example, would not be taken internally. See, that's why it has a safety cap.
And then the peppermint oil, you would not put in your eyes.
That's right. You shouldn't put oils in your eyes, in your nose, or in your ears, for that matter. But let's say.
Speaking of eyes, can you see the stare?
It's
I try to burn a hole through you.
Well, your eyes are already burning, so. Yeah.
Well, you probably have heard about the overuse of antibiotics.
Yes. Yeah.
So when you go to the doctor because you have an infection, the first thing the doctor does is, try to determine is it's a bacterial or a viral infection. If it's bacterial, they give you an antibiotic, which wipes out all your good gut bacteria.
Yep.
And that's not good because 70% of your immune system is housed in your gut. Yep. So if it's a viral infection, they say, you have to let it run its course, go home, drink fluids, rest. Not true. If you use an oil like oregano, which is a very strong natural antibiotic, it can get actually into the cells. And that's the problem. Viruses are inside your cell.
Yeah.
Bacteria outside of in the blood. So the antibiotics can take care of the bacteria, but they cannot get into the cell. The oregano oil can.
So like, let me ask you a question. Did you ever contract COVID? Did you use oregano to help with
I have to be very careful what I say on the radio. I have to be compliant.
Yeah, sure.
Let's just say I supported my body with different oil protocols, and our whole family was over it in 2 days.
Okay.
I think that was very well done there.
Yeah, that was. We have to be very careful.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and because I just remember, you know, when the whole COVID thing went on, and I learned a lot about the body just by... you know, just the information that was available on how viruses work and, you know, that COVID went from, you know, it went throughout your entire body, right?
Yes,
from your head
true.
To toe, it was in everything.
And it was a virus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really absolutely. It was.
So, well, we're getting ready to come up on a break. When we get back, we're going to do some more talk about the products that you brought in. I definitely want to let folks know how to get in touch with you so that they can take charge of their health. But we'll be back here in just a few minutes after a few words from our amazing sponsors. You're listening to Putting the Pieces Back Together, presented by Purple Heart Homes.
More Putting the Pieces Back Together with John Galina and Brad Borders coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Call now to speak with John Galina and Brad Borders at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Putting the Pieces Back Together on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Welcome back to Putting the Pieces Back Together, presented by Purple Heart Homes. Thank y'all all for listening. We've been talking with Birgit, and I'm still saying it wrong.
That's right, Birgit.
Birgit. And she's informing us about all of these wonderful alternative methods to healing your body. And but before we get back to her, we've just got a few mentions. We gotta do some shout outs there. I don't know if y'all are aware, but we had this wonderful golf tournament this past week on the 19th.
It was amazing.
It was great.
It was like Caddyshack the whole day.
The Caddyshack? Really?
It was.
Was the gopher there and everything?
Yeah, Judge Smales was there.
I really do not think so.
There's no gambling at Bushwood, and I never slice.
Listen, the 500 Club is a much nicer establishment.
It is absolutely beautiful.
And there are beautiful place.
No gophers in their greens.
Gophers.
Yes.
Carl, gophers.
And I believe that is we've already... established that they are going to be the host of next year's tournament as well. So
that
we want to thank
fantastic.
The 500 Club.
The trophy for the Daytona 500 is in the lobby.
It is. Yeah. So if you haven't ever been there, go check it out.
It's massive.
Even if you don't golf, they have a wonderful restaurant there and live music on Fridays.
You know what else they're building?
What's that?
Pickleball courts.
Oh, my gosh. We've got to tell our friend
complex.
Evan from
Fit
to Serve.
Fit to Serve.
Yeah. So we just really want to say thank you to Veterans Guardian for being our title sponsor out there.
Great organization.
And, they really are. And if you need some help addressing getting that hard to navigate VA disability thing figured out. They are great at that. That's what they do. And they support veterans in other ways, just like they are supporting Purple Heart Homes. But we also want to say thank you to our bronze sponsors, Phase 2, Cannon Honey Mill, Wiley X, Concerned Veterans for America, and Aero Mechanical.
That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Wiley X, man, they went the extra mile, bro.
Oh, my gosh. They were...
Every golfer got a pair of Wiley X, like, titanium sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. I looked those things up on the internet.
They are amazing.
They are not... inexpensive.
They are not.
But that's because they're quality. I got a chance to put some of those things on.
They are high quality.
I was like, why would you spend that? Oh, that's why.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
As soon as I put them on, I was like, I've got to have six pairs of these things.
Yes, everybody that came out, all the golfers that came out, it was just a wonderful experience. And
absolutely.
A really, really good day.
And we also have that upcoming 50-mile ruck challenge. When is that?
The 50-mile ruck challenge is going to start in 1st of June. So that's going to be a fundraiser that's going to be going on the entire month of June. Your task is to walk 50 miles total throughout the month of June. It works out to be 1.6 miles a day with a ruck on with any amount of weight.
So you
can just throw a couple of water bottles in it. Just put a backpack on, put a couple of water bottles in it. Or you can be dumb like me and put 50 pounds in it because that's what I'm going to do. You're up next.
Oh, me with 50 pounds?
That's right.
Maybe I'll go fishing instead. And on July 13th with the Real Heroes Fishing Tournament.
It'll be amazing.
Yeah.
Kayak fishing tournament on Lake Norman. There's a Facebook page dedicated to that. That's been created by our friends John House and Russell Fenway Rao. We have some incredible sponsors for that. Pure Fishing is why I went to Columbia last week.
Absolutely.
They chipped in a massive check to sponsor that event. And so it's going to be a great day and setting the standard in fishing tournaments, kayak fishing tournaments. Our friends John and Fenway are doing that. And it's an amazing event that's getting ready to happen.
That's awesome. And let's not forget about the clay shoot and, of course, Take That Hill.
Yep, coming up in the fall.
Yeah,
more to follow on that.
If you don't like fishing or rucking, there's plenty more things.
We got shooting and riding.
That's right.
Fishing, rucking, shooting, and riding. Gosh, that's a T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, let's make that.
You know, that was the name of my punk band back in the 1980s.
It was not. And so we're going to go back to our guest.
Fishing, rucking, riding, and cycling.
what would you like to tell us about next, Birgit?
Well, I want to stress the fact that the medical community is not as unsupportive as you would think. We actually have more and more people coming on board with us. We have over 1,000 hospitals that use our oils. Mm-hmm. And the latest one that we found out about was Vanderbilt, which is a very prestigious teaching hospital in Tennessee. They use our oils now. So we do have the support of them, those who understand what they can do.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I'd be interested in introducing you to my friends at OptiHealth in Mooresville. It's a wellness clinic there. Mm-hmm. They are looking at all kinds of alternative approaches to healing. We're going to actually have Mike and Stacy on the show coming up down the way. But awesome. incredible place. And they'd be very interested in because they're always looking at other ways to help folks out of out of the places they are in life. And, you know, so we definitely, how do people find out about your products?
So they can, of course, contact me. They can shoot me an email at letoilshelpyou@gmail.com.
letoilshelpyou@gmail.com. We will post that in the comments and Facebook, and maybe we can do that in the show description for our recorded stuff. But
absolutely.
They can also text me if they want to. I have a phone number for that if you want me to say that now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're welcome
if you're comfortable doing that. Yeah.
All right. So that number is 980-223-0668.
Okay. Do that one more time.
980-223-0668.
Okay.
And I'm also teaching via Zoom. I do in-person classes too, but I do a lot of classes via Zoom, which started during COVID, you know, when we were restricted on meeting with people. And I don't charge for my classes. I just want people to learn.
Bless you. That's awesome. Yeah. So what's next for you? What do you got coming up on the horizon? Anything cool that our listeners need to know?
Well, I am in a program called Silver Club that really makes me work even harder. Mm. It is a competition, and I'm doing really good right now. So
awesome.
I'm very
wonderful.
Happy. But the cool thing in my life right now is that I actually have an international team. So my sister leads my German team.
Oh, nice.
And they are rocking it.
No kidding.
Absolutely rocking
it. What's your sister's name?
Catherine.
Catherine.
Yes.
Okay. See, I can say that. See how I said that?
Yeah, well, in German, you would say Katrin.
Katrin. Can you say that?
And by the way, Katrin. You do know German words because you say Gesundheit, kaputt, Spiel.
That's true.
Kaputt.
Yeah.
Right.
Kaputt means finished.
Messed up.
Kaputt.
Broken.
Broken.
Mm. Well, kaputt. I did know the one phrase. You said you shouldn't say it anymore.
Yeah,
well,
you were
I'm
like
afraid
my,
to say other
like
phrases.
My husband. He could say, where's the train station? One beer, please, and you have beautiful eyes.
All the
what
things
more do you need?
You need to know. Right?
What more do you need?
Awesome. What's your husband's name?
Steve.
Well, we're going to say hey to Steve. So, hey, Steve, I hope you're listening. You got an amazing wife, and thank you for raising up two great Americans that have served this country as well, too. So, that's pretty fantastic. So, there's no website. It's just an email or a text, right?
I mean, we have a website where they can go and look at products if they wanted to.
Yeah, what's that
website? Which is doTERRA.com.
Okay.
But if they decide to buy something, of course they can buy directly from the website.
Yeah.
But if they involve me, I can help them.
We
you know,
would
make,
really
make,
like for people
yes,
to buy
navigate
from
it
you.
And make
absolutely.
Some.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh,
we,
absolutely.
We really appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm going to get some of these oils as well.
Which one are you going to get, Evan?
The one that I didn't know if I liked or not, and I think I have decided I liked it.
Really? Does it make you want to start eating black licorice now?
It doesn't actually smell like licorice. My smeller's not very good.
My smeller's not good.
Yeah, no. I've got a she's not a teenage dog. I guess technically she's 18.
Okay.
So she comes in and be like, what is that smell? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she will hunt it down. Like if there was a manhunt, I would loan her out. I'd be like,
really?
Yeah, you can't find him. Give me a sock or something. She'll,
yeah.
she'll try.
She can sniff him by his socks.
I don't know, but we're going to try it out. I mean, I got to put this thing to use. We got to make some money. You know?
Got to market it.
I work for a nonprofit. I got to supplement my income somehow.
Right. You know? Got to incentivize things. That's really
great.
Cool.
I mean, with what the radio stations pay me and everything.
I know.
Didn't he tell you his wages got garnished?
That's right. They got garnished. Yeah. We don't even get the $15 for saying the station name anymore.
I used to get like this bonus for saying local starts here. And that just ended. And Justin just ignores me now.
They found that the association with our show actually was detrimental.
Detrimental to their ratings.
That's what it was.
They were like the stipend.
My gosh.
Now every time I say I owe him money.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's going to be $15.
Thank you very much. That's why I don't say it as much
wow.
anymore.
Wow, yeah. Well, hey, Birgit, I said it wrong again, didn't I? Oh, my gosh. It's been wonderful having you on the show. Next week, we're going to have Pat Scanlon, so tune in for that. And
that'll be a cool show.
Yeah, it really will be.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to say real quick?
Just thank you for having me. It was an honor.
Say something in German before we leave.
Das war eine tolle Erfahrung. Ich möchte es nochmal machen. That means it was a great experience. I want to do it again.
That's wonderful.
Nice.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to Putting the Pieces Back Together, brought to you by Purple Heart Homes. Please consider making a donation to this worthwhile cause dedicated to improving the lives of veterans one home at a time by visiting purplehearthomesusa.org. Join us again next Thursday at 3 p.m. for Putting the Pieces Back Together on WSIC News Talk Now.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Morrisville, North Charlotte.